Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, each one designed to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 170, Trade Show Trends, Part 1. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthey.
Trade Show Displays, Trends for Exhibitors, Part 1. Anyone who has walked a trade show floor has seen it. The booth with faded and worn graphics, a table covered with brochures, outdated technology, or no technology at all, a bowl of candy, neatly arrayed freebies that don't relate to the product or speak to potential customers. Booths like these send a message, but not one exhibitors intend. They say that this company is boring, lacks innovation, and doesn't stand out from its competitors. If this is a first impression, how much does the company value its core products and customer service? Maybe your booth hasn't been updated in a while. Like most aspects of the economy, trade show marketing budgets were challenged by the recession. Studies by the Center for Exhibition Industry Research, commonly referred to as CEIR, show that during the recession, 47% of exhibitors scaled back, and 40% of attendees perceived a drop-off in attendance. But times are changing. 87% of exhibit and event marketers are confident that their company's trade show programs will achieve increased returns in 2015. Yet, the trade show strategies and gimmicks that were successful in the past may elicit a yawn from show attendees today. Pens and koozies still have their place in the exhibit booth, if they complement an overall marketing plan. But successful exhibitors today are embracing creative uses of technology and developing strategies to engage attendees with personalized experiences before, during, and after the show. What are the larger marketing trends that influence budgeting and planning, exhibit features, and the overall trade show experience? How is technology enhancing trade show exhibits? And what will the trade show of the future look like? The first of this two-part podcast series looks at emerging trends for trade show exhibitors. Listen to the second installation to explore strategies for reaching your trade show target audience. Let's begin by discussing the benefits of FaceTime. There's no doubt that attendees and exhibitors approach trade shows cautiously because of lingering financial concerns. But, like Mark Twain, reports of the death of trade shows have been greatly exaggerated. Mike Lyons, Exhibitions Director for IBTM America, is one of those experts who believes that trade shows will continue to be relevant in the digital age. He says, even with new technologies and tools acting as enablers, they will never replace face-to-face meetings, as they have provided and continue to provide remarkable value and business benefits. The trade shows hit hardest by the recession were those whose industries were hit hardest, such as home building and the automotive industry. But despite a roller coaster economy, a number of trade show metrics have remained steady for the past 15 years. CEIR studies show the following. First, total buying plans, which are the percentage of attendees who plan to buy one or more of the products or services exhibited at a trade show within 12 months after the event, and net buying influences, the percentage of attendees who have a decision-making role in purchasing exhibited products, have both held relatively flat for the last 10 years. About one out of every two attendees plans to purchase one or more products as a result of attending a trade show, and more than 80% of trade show attendees are decision-makers for purchasing exhibited products. Another flat statistic is traffic density, or the number of attendees who occupy 100 square feet of exhibit space. This stat has hovered between 2.0 and 2.5 for the last decade. Of note, both high density, more than 5, and low density, less than 1.2, are undesirable. High density makes face-to-face contact a challenge, while low density forces exhibitors to compete for the time and attention of attendees. Third, average hours spent viewing exhibits, or the time an attendee spends on the show floor, is up from 8.1 hours in 2010 to 9 hours in 2013, although this is a slight dip from 9.1 hours in 2012. Exhibitor surveys suggest one possible reason for a dip is that attendees are coming more prepared, a nod to the value of a strategy that begins before the show floor is open. And last, first-time attendees, or the percentage of new attendees to a specific show, was 38% in 2013 and has ranged from 30 to 38% over the last 15 years. Exhibitor Surveys notes that a good show has a mix of newcomers and returning attendees. Also, the percentage of repeat attendees is a good indicator of how often displays need to be changed up. The more returning attendees, the more often booth graphics and strategies need to be replaced with a fresh approach. In addition, CEIR reports that 90% of trade show professionals say that the value of exhibitions is the same or greater than it was 2 years ago. 80% of attendees report that face-to-face interactions with vendors at exhibitions are very or extremely important for them to do their jobs, and 85% of exhibitors say face-to-face interactions with existing or potential clients are very or extremely important to them. The goals for trade show exhibitors: to create buzz about their companies, launch products, generate sales leads, and capture contacts are as important as ever. And while opinions vary about the future of trade shows, experts agree that the key to relevant and successful exhibits is an emphasis on in-person interaction while embracing new technologies. Group Delphi CEO Justin Hirsch says, "Events are a more valuable channel where brands can connect more intimately with consumers in a face-to-face setting. They bring intellectual capital and engagement to the trade show experience." Ready to talk creative budgets and business plans? Tracy Brown, author of The Social Trade Show, Leveraging Social Media and Virtual Events to Connect with Your Customers, says that exhibitors need to find new ways to attract attendees to their booths. Brown identifies these three effective strategies. Number one, provide valued expertise. Number two, design a solid digital strategy and choose the appropriate social tools to implement it. And number three, focus on quality over quantity. To achieve quality over quantity, Alicia Rosen, Director of Client Relations for Plus Studios, a Las Vegas-based trade show exhibit and design management firm, reports that several of her company's clients have scaled back in order to scale up. She says they are really looking at the shows they attend to see if they are actually good shows for them, or if they are just going because they've always gone, or because their competitors go. They have also looked at their booth space sizes and gone smaller when possible. This has allowed them to cut back on the number of shows they attend and the amount of money they spend on booth space, allowing them to spend more money on cool booth designs for the shows they do go to. Global Experience Specialists Incorporated, or GES, declared 2015 the year of bold. They predict that marketers will go all in on bolder budgets to immerse booth visitors in brand experiences. Errol Ahern, GES Vice President of Global Design, says, "Everybody is sharpening their swords, getting better and better with the help of technology. Whether it's their pull-through strategy or booth rep engagement, it's rare now to see anyone displaying a stagnant design year over year." In its annual trend tracker, GES identified these trends related to trade show exhibit budgets and planning. Number one, the use of virtual reality and 3D printing for exhibit planning and prototyping is significant. Virtual walkthroughs and 3D printed models allow decision makers to visualize an exhibit concept and make changes quickly and inexpensively. And virtual walkthroughs can be extended to virtual attendees, offering them the exhibit experience without the travel. Number two, tech-focused design that can be repurposed is expanding. Doug Shockley, GES Vice President of Client Relations and Global Corporate Events, says clients want to see product display elements able to be pushed out to the sales team as a multi-use platform. They're developing tools for the corporate event and then realizing that with a little tweaking, it becomes a sales platform to take on the road, whether it's a digital catalog or an augmented reality experience. Number three, app upgrades are transforming the floor. When it comes to trade show app development, exhibitors are focusing on solid apps that can take on new features for next year's show. And number four, local talent is being utilized. Rather than busting the budget with expensive entertainment, planners are scouring local music scenes, YouTube, and reality shows for low-cost talent that still generates a buzz. Trade show exhibits may be known for their gimmicks, but technology is no longer one of them. Zenith Haneth of Exhibit City News says, while technology is not the only form of engagement seen at trade shows, its growing presence affirms an overall transition from being a novelty in an exhibit booth to becoming a normal experience across all market categories. Here are a few more specific ways technology can be used as a part of a trade show strategy. Number one, digital badge scanners and lead apps. Apps such as iLeads allow exhibitors to customize lead capture lists, add action items or notes, and perform lead analysis in real time. And digital badge scanners allow booth staff to collect contact information instantly. No more sorting through business cards to organize leads after a show. Number two, interactive storytelling applications. Dana Drissel, Senior Director of Marketing at Kaon Interactive, says, interactive 3D product storytelling applications on touchscreens and mobile devices allow customers to create their own buyer's journey within a trade show booth, navigating how products operate together in a variety of real-world scenarios to solve their problems. By incorporating consistent marketing messages within these interactive digital experiences via relevant notes and sales materials, companies can better tell their product or solution story in a branded user environment. Number three, game technology. Incorporating interactive technology into games and contests gives attendees a more exciting and memorable experience than traditional booth giveaways and raffles. Number four, 3D printing. The GES Trend Tracker report for 2015 notes that this is a solid event attraction simply because it's still enough of a novelty that people want to see it in action. But it also has the potential to move beyond entertainment to functioning as a booth solution, especially for brands that don't have a physical product to touch. And number five, paperless events. While there are folks who still like a brochure placed in their hand, quick response codes, commonly referred to as QR codes, allow attendees to scan and download exactly the information they want and go home lighter. CMO of security software provider Rapid7, Carol Myers, says, "Don't bother giving me lots of collateral or thick reports. I never have time to look at those materials while I'm at the trade show. And when it's time to pack, they're going to get tossed." But as much as technology has to offer, be aware that its use must be designed to promote a larger strategy of interaction. Ahern of GES reminds us, "You still often see a touchscreen with no one near it. And it's just wasting away for 3 days at the show because there's no strategy to get people to explore. You can't let technology self-support." Next, we'll discuss social strategies and the need for year-round marketing. The ideal marketing plan for a trade show exhibit does not end when the show ends. Rather, it's part of a year-round marketing program that begins long before the show floor opens and continues the dialogue after the event, so that leads don't fall through the cracks. In addition, it sets goals and measures them to show that the exhibit is worth the investment. Richmond, Virginia's Circle S Studios' Tim Asimov says we must determine in advance, long before the event, what it is you actually are looking to accomplish, because everything you do related to the trade show should be connected back to accomplishing your event objectives. He goes on to say, be sure to set specific, quantifiable metrics for measuring the success of your trade show. Veach of Live Marketing cites an often repeated statistic that 76% of trade show attendees decide what booths to visit before they arrive at the show. She offers these tips for a show's social media strategy to reach attendees before they've packed their bags and after they're headed home. Number one, develop a series of pre-written and pre-approved messaging statements scheduled to auto-publish pre-, at-, and post-event. Number two, incorporate the event hashtag, even on platforms such as LinkedIn, Facebook, and Google+. Number three, create your own creative hashtag that puts a fun spin on your message or activity. Number four, designate a visible social media command center to encourage attendees to share. Number five, pre-event, provide teasers of what's to come through compelling images and visuals. Number six, at the event, ask your staff to share in-the-moment images and tweets, although not when they're on booth duty. And number seven, post-event, publish Vine and Hyperlapse videos for a great recap. While social media has become integral to trade shows, this may not be the place to spend a lot of time developing a marketing strategy that utilizes emerging platforms, no matter how cool or game-changing they may seem to be. Social media standbys Facebook and Twitter remain the dominant social media platforms for trade shows. According to Casey Ayers, COO, an event staffer, a Florida-based marketing and advertising agency. He says, Twitter is number one because it's a conversational platform that makes it easy to connect with people in real time. People can search Twitter for the show hashtag and easily join conversations people are already having. Facebook is a great platform for posting updates, sharing photos, and running ads before the show, but it's not the best platform for engaging with attendees at the show. Newer platforms, on the other hand, are only appropriate if they match the demographic of the attendees, Ayers explains. He says, Vine, Snapchat, Instagram, and Tumblr statistically have a much younger user base than Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You're more likely to see Vine or Snapchat being used at an event like South by Southwest or Comic-Con, because the crowd is generally younger and more tech-savvy. I expect to see Instagram and LinkedIn being used more in the future. Finally, social media isn't the only way to extend the show buzz. GES Trend Tracker notes that companies are getting the most out of their exhibit investment by taking successful booths on the road for smaller gatherings. Steve Randazzo of ProMotion Incorporated suggests a mobile trade show tour that takes the product, messaging, and key executives into a customer's parking lot. He says, the coach bus can act as a giant mobile billboard a marketer can take on the road and directly to a customer's front door, creating buzz throughout the organization. A branded mobile trade show coach can also serve as a place to hold VIP events or hospitality suites. This creates a more casual atmosphere where brands can build relationships and ultimately sales volume. The alternative often discussed to the traditional trade show, a virtual show, has a lot of appeal. Virtual shows reduce the hassle and expense of travel, have lower entry costs, and allow exhibitors to track sales and marketing data in real time. New platforms are making it easier than ever to set up a virtual booth, but the technology has yet to replace the benefits of face-to-face networking for most industries. The American Society of Association Executives, or ASAE, held a strictly virtual meeting in 2010, and although participants liked the general production, they missed having in-person connections. Its CEO, John Graham, said, for them it was like being invited to go to a party, but looking through a window and seeing people talking with each other, rather than actually being with them. There is no viable substitute for face-to-face relating at shows and meetings. Five organizations, the ASAE Foundation, the CEIR Foundation, Freeman, Gaylord Entertainment, and the Professional Convention Management Association Educational Foundation, funded a recent study to explore the issue of struggling trade shows and create new models. The study suggests five potential scenarios for the future of trade shows that exhibitors need to be prepared for, acknowledging that a hybrid of traditional and virtual shows is also possible. The five identified scenarios are: Scenario 1, entitled The Future Is Now, says the existing trade show model will remain viable, integrating new technology and other tools. Scenario 2, The Future Is the Future and We Will Build It All, guesses that trade shows in the future will be so fundamentally new and digital that they will be their own self-contained worlds. Scenario 3, identified as a slow walk to the future, states change is a slow march, and trade shows will gradually adjust toward the future. Scenario 4, called The Show's Over, But Let's Keep Playing, insinuates that the pace of technology change demands more than a shift in energy and adjustments in strategy. Marketers need an entirely new context, focusing on building business relationships rather than sales. And finally, scenario number 5, entitled The Big Reset, suggests that rather than maintain the existing trade show model or reinventing it, marketers need to start over and build from the bottom up. There's no exhibit booth with a crystal ball to help us visualize the future. Imagine the traffic that would generate. So while it's vital to stay on top of trade show trends, the best exhibits result from marketing plans that include clear goals, a solid understanding of a company's or a brand's best customers and prospects, and technology strategies that promote human interaction. Asimos of Circle S Studios reminds us, you don't have to have the largest booth in the hall, hire celebrities to man your booth, or give away a BMW to achieve trade show success. Any company on almost any budget can be successful at trade show marketing if they take the time to develop a solid strategy, execute it, and follow through on post-event activities.
Thanks for listening to part one of Trade Show Trends. Keep on the lookout for our next podcast, part two of Trade Show Trends. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.